Hello, everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2017. My name is Victoria Barolla, and this is day two. I am here with my partner in crime of the show,
John Imoto, and I'm lucky enough to be speaking with,
Ron Martin from Panasonic and the Panasonic Hollywood Lab.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Panasonic and the Panasonic Hollywood Lab. Is that correct?
Yep. What that means is Panasonic has, for several decades now, had a research and development front end, we call it, in the Hollywood community, working with the studios, everything from film and television production tools and technologies, all the way to theme park technologies for display, for implementation, for experience building, anything and everything that touches the studios and their IP, we touch with technology.
Cool. And then how long has Panasonic been doing this in Hollywood, I guess?
Well, I started the division there in 1993, which is why I have gray hair and less of it. And celebrating, what's the math on that? 23 years old in that facility, which is right in the core of the Hollywood community. Started on the Universal Studios backlot. And now strategically located between all the studios and theme park.
Very cool. Is there anything new that's happening at Panasonic, maybe as of January?
Well, funny you should answer that. Or funny I should answer that. Yes, we have done a few things this year which are part of our evolution of technology in the marketplace. And that is, first of all, we started a new division called the Media and Entertainment Company here in the United States, and the media and entertainment business and, internationally. And what we do with that is we take our technologies, mostly around display technologies, projection panels, LED technologies, content distribution systems, and we focus those efforts as solutions into the industry itself. That could be everything from capture of cinema, filmmaking, to television, episodic, post-processing, color correction, all the way down to display systems that will go into theaters, that will go into commercial applications, retail applications, restauranting, anything and everything that has a media message behind it, we have technologies that will address it. And then also this year, we launched a new business relationship with our friends at Walt Disney Resort, Walt Disney World Resort here, and Disneyland Resort in Anaheim to be their projection technology provider for anything that touches imagery in those attractions and uses projection technology.
Well, that sounds like a really big deal, so congrats on that.
Thanks very much. Very exciting.
Well, I was going to ask, what is your favorite child in the project to show off? But that sounds like the biggest one. That's the proudest one right there.
Yep. Well, you know, I've been privileged in my career celebrating 40 years in the entertainment industry this year. And working on many major films and some television shows, but also to see some of those come to fruition on in the theme park world. Has been very exciting. Of course, Walt Disney World opened Avatar Land, Pandora, the Land of Avatar, just a few weeks ago. And we worked collaboratively with them on that. And I had the privilege of working on that film. Several films with James Cameron, all the way back to Terminator 2. And so again, seeing these things go theatrically and become so successful, but also going all the way down to theme park attractions, where people not just witness a film, that's not what media is about anymore, but they engage in an environment. And so media and technology now moves from this area of just finding a wall and pointing a projector at it. We actually create environments with imagery, with content, and invite the guest into those worlds with us. And that becomes a guest experience that's, you know, immersive, engaging, compelling, turns into memories that basically say, I want to come back and re-engage with those technologies again, simply because of the power of media and content.
I have actually two questions related to that. So one, do you ever go on these rides when you're done? Like, does Panasonic all go in a team and say, hey, we're going to go through Avatar?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Multiple times. And again, we work collaboratively in the creation of these experiences, so it's very fun to go back, you know, with family, with friends, with colleagues, and experience them. And then it still keeps me very engaged in the movie making side as well. And again, a large part of our legacy in Hollywood has been working with directors and cinematographers and art directors, creating these wonderful experiences and these films that we all love so much. But then to kind of move into the tangible, physical world and experiencing them is just icing on that cake.
Very nice. Other than the most recent announcement, what are the other maybe environments that your team has been involved with that you can announce?
Well, I have certain sensitivities that I have to dance around, but I will say at any time, whether it's museums or sporting stadiums and the teams that operate them and the companies that operate them, but particularly in the museum and the theme park realm, where there's so many great messages now, not just entertaining messages, but messages about education, about conservation, about caring for the earth, about appreciating nature and animals. Anytime one of those friends of ours comes and says, we need to do something really true to our mission, but also compelling and interesting for our guests, that's where the real fun starts, because we do want it to be more than just a passive experience. We want it to be an active experience, whether that's an application of virtual reality, augmented reality, storytelling, or just making you feel like you've just gone underwater and encountered a narwhal. Those are the kind, you know, most people say, what? Those are the kind of things that we work with collaboratively with the creative teams and with our customers to say, when someone walks out of that experience, they feel just a little bit more energized, they feel better about life, they feel better about their role in the world and with the earth and with nature, and maybe even, you know, get a sense of identity with a fictional world that might be just a bit better than ours, and we want to better our world because of it. This is all part of storytelling, and this is the mission of media, really, and content. So to be part of that process is really what we're all about, and really brings a tremendous sense of satisfaction to the work.
That's very cool. I think Johnny would want a mermaid and not a narwhal after him, a mermaid named Gala, maybe.
Yeah, there is a mermaid out there by the name of Gala that I'm really, really connected to. But it's funny that you bring up narwhals, because I have a narwhal arch nemesis out there, and it's the reason that the WWF doesn't like me specifically. But that's a whole other podcast that we won't get into. Let's talk about Panasonic. You're here at Infocom, right? So what booth can we find you at?
Panasonic is at booth 1301-1301, and we have several new technologies this year that presenting, one of which is, again, it's this media-based solution, but if you think about projection, like I said earlier, you commonly think of projection as you find a screen and you point the projector at it and you tell a story.
Right.
And the guest is a witness to that story. Then you move to an environment like projection mapping, where we can take an environment, the side of a building or the inside of a museum, and we map on it and we animate it. So the building becomes part of the storytelling process as well. Now what we've done is we've been able to take a performer, a live performer, track them with a projector at a very high speed rate, and engage them in this media-driven world where they can interact with the world, but also have a level of spontaneity to it. It's never been achieved before. So that kind of technology is, again, what we're engaged in to push forward, and we have that on display at our show floor. It is a compelling experience to watch, because you immediately get the creative opportunities here just open up radically. Another thing that we have that we're very proud of is what we call LinkRay. And LinkRay is a technology that uses data transmitted over visible light. And your eye can't see it, but like a device like your smartphone that has a camera built in can actually detect that data and create an experience based on it. So you would point your phone at a light source. That could be a menu board, it could be a placard at a museum, it could be just a random object on a shelf in a consumer store. But it's reflecting that data or transmitting that data. Your phone's going to get it. And now because it's your phone and your profile, it's going to gauge and deliver the content according to who you are. It's going to know your age, your preferences. It's going to know which characters you like best. And so it's going to deliver that content to your phone to engage you in the, interactively with an experience that you just can't get in a static environment. Just, you know, what I say is the old model of reading a placard at a museum that says, oh, this painting was done in 1804 by a guy whose name I'll never produce, you know, whatever. Well, now I can point my phone at that painting, get the data off of it, and it will know, oh, I just happen to like 18th century Impressionism. This is one of, you know, an artist with a topic that I'm interested in, and it's going to tell me the information around that topic that I now engage with.
Wow.
And my whole experience of going to a museum or a stadium or even standing in a queue at a theme park now is customized to my preferences, giving me content that I'm most interested in. And technology enables all that simply because of what we've been able to do.
That's crazy. That's probably the first time I've ever heard of it. I'm not sure if the industry has done this already.
Well,
but
booth 1301, you can go see it.
And is that technology there? It's on display?
It's on display there, yeah.
Johnny, we have to go.
We are going to go on the next break we get, but for people that can't go and aren't at InfoCon today, where can they go to learn more?
Panasonic has a website, panasonic.com, very creative. And we have a professional direction that you can go on that, a consumer direction. I think the professional side is where all this is going now. You can hunt for it there, our projection technologies, our panels, some of our consumer products, but we have areas on there. If you do a search for Linkray, L-I-N-K-R-A-Y, you'll be able to track this down, and just seeing a presentation of it online, you'll kind of get what the purpose is, but seeing it live is really quite compelling.
That's wonderful. Yeah, we definitely want to go around 4 o'clock, and you said if you're actually looking at the entrance, I believe it's the doors on the left, and it's close to that area. So,
yep.
We're gonna go around 4. Any last words, Johnny? Any Johnnyism for today?
No, nothing.
I've been sort of looking forward to a Johnnyism here. I have to tell you.
Johnny,
oh, man.
At least you're old and archiving.
You're putting him on the spot. I don't. I've got nothing. I'm running on pure like coffee. Right.
That's okay. If you follow me on Twitter.
As we all are.
If you follow me on Twitter at JModa3, you can hear my Johnny's and I'm not like deprived of sleep and of food and or creative energy. That's when I get my outlook done over there. I'm like, yeah, here's like one a day. I guess all I got.
Yeah,
good for one, that's it. Victoria, where can we find you?
Hey, I'm at Barella Victoria _, so that is BarellaVictoria_. You can check out Ray Flubs also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, just not on Friendster. You can see the show coverage through our website at rayflubs.com/infocom2017. And that's where you can find this recording later if you want to listen back to it or if you want to share it and spread the love.
That's the Infocom 2017 live site for the...
Nope, and we need to do live.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to listen to all these streams online later today as we're doing them, it's going to be raypubs.com/infocom2017/live. There's a calendar there. Join in, say hi, tweet at us. Victoria's Barella, Victoria_. I'm at JModa3. At Rave Pubs Radio is where we're broadcasting this. This is the Trade Show Minute, which is a Rave Pubs Radio show, which you can find at raypubs.com under the Rave Pubs Radio tab. I have my own show, AB Insider, and Victoria has a very unique show for the younger generation.
Hey, and it's called Coffee with Millennial C, so I bring over a young person in the industry or trying to get into the industry and a professional, and we just sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and talk about the industry, geek out, or maybe some advice. And I welcome you on it if you'd like to show how cool this industry is for everyone that doesn't even know what the AV industry is, maybe. So I thank you for coming onto our show. Appreciate you coming by and talking to us about what Panasonic is showing at the booth and everything else. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been